You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
But he wants to bring comfort into our lives.
用赞美衣来代替忧伤的灵。
Again, he wants to enclose us with a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
有一个妇人，她的先生去世了。
There was a widow.
一个姊妹了啊，她先生去世了。
A sister, her husband passed away.
她心情非常的低落。
And her spirit is obviously very down.
常常愁眉不展，非常的沮丧。
You can see it in her countenance that her spirit is just low and very, very low.
过了一段相当长的时间。
After a prolonged period of time.
有一天。当这个姊妹从楼上下楼的时候
One day the sister was coming down from upstairs in her home.
她的儿子注意到她妈妈完全不一样。
And all of a sudden her son noticed that his mom is completely different.
那种愁苦、忧愁、沮丧不见，满脸安详，满脸喜乐。
That face, that expression of sorrow and grief, it was gone. It was brightened with joy.
儿子就问他妈说：“怎么回事？妈妈，你今天怎么不一样
？”So her son went up to her and asked, "Mom, what's going on? What's different today?"
他妈妈说：“我昨天晚上睡觉的时候，我做了一个梦。
”And his mom says, "Last night I was sleeping. I had a dream."
我在一条这个黑暗的路上往前走。
I was walking along a path that was dreadfully dark.
那很多人也在我旁边一起往前走。
There were a lot of people around me, and I can sense that they're walking with me on this path.
然后整条路上充满了各式各样黑色大大小小的包袱。
And there are a lot of baggages that are very, very dark, small and gray.
他说我们在这里走，走到就背一个，走到就背一个，走到就背一个。
So along this path, we see all of these burdens, and everybody, as we're walking along this path, people are picking up these burdens one by one.
他说我走到最后，我受不了，我整个人趴在地上，没有力量走了。
And I kept walking to the end of this, towards the end of this path. I had no strength to carry my burden. I fell flat on the ground.
然后我突然感觉到主耶稣来到我的面前。
And I felt all of a sudden Jesus came and walked right in front of me.
主耶稣告诉我说，女儿，你要把你一切的重担卸给我。
And then Jesus said to me, daughter, cast all of your burdens onto me.
这地上没有一个重担是我留给你们的。
Not a single burden as you walk in this life is what I have given you.
全是撒旦留给你们的。
This is what the enemy has laid for you.
当他一听到这个的时候，有个说不出来的喜乐，重担从他身上全部下去了。
And when she heard the voice of Jesus, all of a sudden she discovered that all those burdens fell off.
她说我被喜乐充满的醒过来。
And she was full of joy as she woke from that dream.
没有一个重担是主要给我们的。
And not a single burden came from the Lord.
他说他是天天背负我们重担的主。
He is the Lord that bears our burdens every single day.
他来要用喜乐油代替悲哀。
He comes to give us the garments of praise for sorrow.
他要用赞美衣代替忧伤的灵。
The oil of gladness and the spirit of praise to replace these old garments.
喜乐油是他膏我们，让我们喜乐。
The oil of joy of gladness is what he has anointed us with.
赞美衣是让我们借着赞美，我们来支取他给我们的喜乐。
The garment of praise that we come and receive the joy that he's given to us.
所以赞美不光是一个情感自然的流露，它也是一个意志的使用。
And so praise is not just an expression of how you feel, but it is a medicine, a healing that you would exercise and use.
Yeah, 所以黑夜的歌声或是神的仆人在夜间歌唱，这个歌声最美了。
The songs of the night, when the servants of the Lord knows how to sing in the dark of night, those are the most beautiful songs.
所以基督来不仅仅要让我们脱去这些负面的情绪，忧伤、悲哀、没有价值、像灰尘一样的这种痛苦。
And when Jesus comes, when His Spirit comes to anoint us, not only does He want us to be departed from these spirit of sorrow, hopelessness, and despair.
他要给我们一个更大的释放。
He wants to give us a greater freedom.
让我们在每一天每一件的事情上都来经历怎么样子脱去旧人穿上新人。
That in every day, in everything that we encounter, that we will learn to take off the old and put on the new.
所以我们现在进到第二段好在这里脱去旧人穿上新人是我们教会非常强调的信息。
And the second verse, or the second portion, how do we take offthe old man and put on the new man is a message that is emphasized in SVCA.
我相信旧的真理来说大家很熟了如果只要简单复习就可以
I think pertaining to the truth of this doctrine, everybody knows very well. I'll just review very quickly.
但是关键就在于 just do it.
But the criticality comes to the point of just doing it.
我们怎么样子来操练脱去旧人穿上新人
How do we begin to put the exercise this putting off of the old man and putting on of the new man?
在这里我们讲第二件衣服
Here we're going to talk about the second garment.
哦，这件衣服比第一件衣服更重要了
The second garment is far more important than the first garment.
在我讲这个脱去污秽的衣服穿上华美的义袍之前
Before we talk about taking offthe garment of filth and the righteous garment of Christ.
我先讲一下等一下我们要读的这段经文的背景。
I want to talk about the background of the verse we're going to read.
我没有放在讲义上但是我放在 PowerPoint 上面。
And I did not put it in your outline, but it's in the PowerPoint.
就是在撒迦利亚书第三章请 PowerPoint 打出来。
Zechariah chapter 3.
那一天这个撒迦利亚在异象的里面看见大祭司约书亚。
And that day, Zechariah, in a vision, saw the high priest Joshua.
他站在耶和华的面前。
He's standing before the angel of the Lord.
撒旦就站在他的右边控告他。
And Satan's standing right at his right hand, and he's accusing him, opposing him.
弟兄姊妹，你能想象这件事吗
？Brothers, can you imagine? Can you picture this?
你我每一个人都有一个对头啊。
Every single one of us have an adversary.
你先不要想到你的对头是你的老板，或是你的邻居，或是谁啊。
But please do not immediately think that oh, my adversary is my neighbor, maybe my spouse, or my coworker, or my boss.
我们有一个看不见的对头，他知道我们犯了多少的罪。
We have an adversary that is in full view of all the things that we have sinned, all the sin that we committed.
你在别人面前可以隐藏得住，你在他面前他看得清清楚。
You can hide it in the presence of others, but before this adversary, you cannot hide.
他在神的面前控告大祭司约书亚。
So in the presence of the angel of the Lord, before the presence of God, he now opposes or accuses the high priest.
他不光控告，他的控告都是有实际可以根据的。
And his accusations, they're not false. They're all grounded.
所以圣经上让我们看见这个大祭司身上穿着污秽的衣服表示他的生活他的行为的确有很多地方经不起看的
The scripture tells us that this high priest indeed he has a garment that is full of filth that cannot be examined by people
然后神居然对撒旦说撒旦啊
And yet the Lord said to Satan Satan
耶和华责备你
The Lord rebuke you.
他说这不是我从火里面抽出来的一根柴吗
Is this not the brand plucked from the fire?
弟兄姊妹一根柴在火里面我们知道它的结局对不对
For instance, a log in the fire pit, we know its end, right?
如果没有神恩典大能的介入把我们抽出来的话
If the grace of God does not intervene and remove that log,
我们知道我们的结局要被烧为灰烬变得毫无价值
We know the consequence of that log, our consequences is result in ashes. We have nothing that we will remain.
它的结局是命定的。
The end, the consequence of staying in that fire pit is sure.
今天这段经文不光是对约书亚合用，对你我都合用，对不对
？So, brothers and sisters, these verses that we just read is not just for the high priest Joshua; it's for all of us.
我多少次在主面前真的觉得自己是从火中抽出来的柴。
And so often, I really experience that I am this log that the Lord has snatched out of the fire pit.
从罪恶里面，从世界里面，从仇敌的网罗里面，从仇敌的攻击里面，都是神把我们给抽出来的。
Out of sin, out of the world, out of the net, and out of the attack, the temptation of the evil one, God has rescued me.
好，那你们右边的左边的那个图不太清楚哈。
And the picture on the left is not quite clear to you.
那你有一个房子熊熊大火。
There's a building that is on fire.
然后那个窗户上有一个小孩子。
And in the wind on in the window on the upstairs is this little child.
在楼上，所以那个火大到一个地步，别人没有办法进房子去救他。
And the fire is so great that there's no it's engulfed, being engulfed. No one can rush in to save this child.
所以邻居几个大人在底下，然后彼此叠罗汉啊，站在肩膀上这样子，从二楼把他给抱出来。
And so the men stood on each other's shoulders and they made this human ladder to get up to fetch this child.
这个小男孩才六岁。
And this boy was only 6 years of age.
他被救出来了。
He was rescued.
你们知道他是谁吗？
Do you know who he is?
John Wesley.
John Wesley.
约翰·威斯利。
John Wesley.
他被他被里面救出来。
He was the one that was rescued out of this fire.
所以他后来找人把那幅画给画起来，就挂在他的书房。
And so he asked somebody to paint this portrait, and it was in his studies.
他一辈子那幅画提醒他，他是被神从火里抽出来的柴。
So every single day of his life, he reminds himself that he has been snatched out of fire.The grace of God in his life.
弟兄姊妹，可能在我们真正的经历里面，没有被从火里面救出来，从水里面救出来的这种经历啊。
So, brothers and sisters, we personally probably have not experienced to the extent of what he has experienced. We are rescued either out of drowning from water or from fire.
但是属灵上，我相信我们都有的。
But spiritually, I believe that we all have.
我以前小的时候第一次跟孩子不是跟我哥哥们到这个安平的海滩海边去游泳啊。
When I was young, I remember very vividly that I went to the shore to swim with my brothers.
那个他们拿了一个军用的那个救生不是救生圈就是一条的。
They brought with them a floating device.
叫我两个手抱着他就可以了。
And they told me, just hold on to this, you'll be okay.
然后我说我脚举起来也可以吗？
I said, can I lift up my feet in the water?
我一个哥哥说没问题。
My brother said, yeah, absolutely.
所以他们会游泳就跑下去游了。
So all of them who knew how to swim, they just went into the ocean and swam.
所以我那时大概才五六岁，我就抱着看他们。
So I was about 5 or 6 years old, so I was holding onto this floater and I was looking at all of them.
看看无聊了，我就把两个脚一举。
And so I was a little bored looking at them, so I did lift up my feet.
海边海浪都是活的海。
And so you know the waves, it is active, it is alive.
我两个脚一举，我就咕噜就下去了。
And as soon as I lifted my leg, I tumbled over.
那个救生的棒子也不见了，我就掉到海里面，又不会游泳。
And the floating device, I lost it. I lost the grip of it, and I was being washed into the ocean.
我们那个眷村淹死过很多小孩的。
And in our village, a lot of kids drowned.
靠近海边的一个眷村啊。
And it's a village that's close to the seashore, seaside.
这时候正好我哥哥抬起头来换气，看到我咚咚下去。
And just at that very moment when I was tumbling to the water, my brother came up out of the water to take a breath and he saw me.
把我给救回来了。
And he swam toward me and saved me.
这都是外面经历到被从里面救出来。
And these are all external experiences of how we are rescued.
但是我们从罪恶里面，从世界的辖制捆绑，我们那些可怕的这个天然的败坏里面，我们真的是被主救出来的。
But we are truly indeed rescued and saved by the oppression, by the sin nature, by our old self. God has delivered us out of those things.
不然我们这种败坏可怕的结局是一定的。
Or else the end consequences of that corruption is certain.
然后我们再回到John Wesley的这个照片。
And let's come back to John Wesley's picture.
他另外一张图是他在一个城外还是一个大教堂外面公开布道。
And this is a picture of him outside the city, the confines of the city. He had a preaching gathering.
他不仅仅是卫理公会的创始人，他跟他的弟弟还有George Whitefield成为英国大复兴的主要人物。
He not only was the father of the Wesleyans, but he and his brother and George Whitefield, they were spiritual giants in England.
所以你看他在那里，他现在成为一个点火的人。
And now he became someone who is kindling the fire.
他被神从火里救出来。
And he was rescued out of the fire pit.
他现在点燃了多少人心中 的对神的爱火、圣火、盼望。
And he's now kindled the fire of so many hearts that they would now have hope in the Lord God.
所以神在这里说，把他污秽的衣服脱掉。我们来读底下的经文，
第三。Let's read the verses together.
三到五节，约书亚穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前，使者吩咐站在他面前的说：“你们要脱去他污秽的衣服。”又对约书亚说：“我使你离开罪孽，要给你穿上华美的衣服。我说要将洁净的冠冕戴在他头上，他们就把洁净的冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上华美的衣服。”
Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Then he said and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, "Take away the filthy garment from him." And to him he said, "See, I have removed your iniquity from you.And I will clothe you with rich robes. And I said, let them put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the cloth on him.
这里提到的三件事都很重要，我简单带过去。
And there are three things that are mentioned that are very important, but I can only bring them, talk about them very quickly.
第一个，脱去污秽的衣服。
One, to take away the filthy garments.
第二个，穿上华美的衣服。
And two, to put on the rich robes.
第三个，给他戴上洁净的冠冕。
And third, to put upon him this clean turban.
原来是这么肮脏的衣服。
Originally, he was a person who was wearing filthy garments.
不要说在圣洁的神面前站立不住。
And not to say that in the presence of the Holy God, he cannot stand.
在撒旦面前给撒旦那么多控告我们的根据。
But before Satan, he has so many ways to accuse us.
在人的面前其实我们也站立不住。
And before the presence of man, we actually cannot stand either.
所以在这里脱去旧的，脱去脏的。
So one, take off the filthy, what is old.
然后穿上华美的衣服，这里是讲到祭司的礼服。
And now to put on the rich robes, these talks about the robes of the high priest.
然后头上戴着这个洁净的冠冕。
And this clean, turban that is upon his head.
请放下一个 PowerPoint 好吗？啊，你看这个大祭司被神恢复了。
This high priest now has been restored by God.
大祭司冠冕上面写什么？记得吗？
Do you know what is written, what is inscribed on the turban that the high priest wears?
归耶和华为圣。
It says holiness unto the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，一方面说到我们消极上，我们需要脱去我们污秽的衣服。
Passively, we know we need to remove these filthy garments.
要换上华美的衣服。
And we need to put on these rich garments.
出埃及记二十八章讲到祭司的礼服的时候，每一样东西都说到基督荣美生命的一部分。
Exodus 28, when it begins to describe the garment of the high priest, it's actually illustrating the beauty of Christ from many different standpoints.
所以不管我们个人需要被洁净，被神更新。
Not only we individually need to be cleansed and be renewed by God.
神特别加上第三件事情，把冠冕戴上去。
And now thirdly, God says, now put a crown, put a turban on him.
要提醒自己，提醒所有侍奉主的人，提醒所有的百姓，我们是归耶和华的一般人。
To remind myself, to remind all those who I'm serving with, to remind all the people that we are a people set, sanctified, holy unto God.
所以当全地黑暗，全地堕落，全地败坏的时候，神家要活出 holiness unto the Lord， 要归耶和华为圣的生活。
When the entire world is covered in darkness, the people of God needs to be able to live a life that demonstrates that we are holy unto the Lord。
底下的下一节经文告诉我们，启示录第七章。
The following verse, Revelation chapter 7。
让我们看见天上发生的事情。
And we begin to see what is happening in heaven。
弟兄姊妹，启示录第七章是在那里讲到。揭开第六印的时候发生的事情。
And these verses speaks of when the sixth seal was opened and what is happening.
一共有七个 seal， 这是开第六个印的时候。
There were seven seals that were broken, that were opened. This is when the sixth seal was opened.
我们没有时间去细看，第六章告诉我们，当第六印打开来的时候，地上发生了什么事情。
And chapter 6 tells us when that sixth seal was opened, what happened on earth.
第七章告诉我们，第六印揭开的时候，天上发生了什么事情。
Chapter 7 tells us that when the sixth seal was opened, what is happening in heaven?
第六章告诉我们，当第六印揭开的时候，地大震动。
And chapter 6 tells us that when the sixth seal was opened, the earth shook.
日头变黑，月亮变成红的，像雪一样。
The sky turned dark, and the moon was like a blood moon.
天上的星星坠落。
And the stars from heaven fell.
地上的山岭跟海岛异味。
And all the mountains and all the body of water shifted from their places.
我没有时间去多讲，然后那里讲到不管是君王是将军是臣宰是那些有钱的任何人看到这个景象的时候。
And all those who are rulers, those who are wealthy, those who are rich, those who are positioned of power, when they saw all these,
他们想尽办法钻到山洞里面去躲起来。
They were looking for a place to hide in the caves, in a hole.
来不及躲的就说，宁可希望山跟岩石把他们压住，他宁可被压死，不敢去面对神和羔羊的愤怒。
And those who could not find a place to hide, they cried out and said they would rather a rock would fall on them that they would not be.In the presence, the countenance of the Lamb of God,
the wrath of God.
And this is what's happening on earth.
而且一定会发生的。
And what will happen?
但是我们来看看天上发生的什么事情。
Let us come and look what's happening in heaven.
好，我们在这里只读几节啊。
And only a few verses here.
他说第九节此后我观看见许多的人没有人能数得过来是从各国各族各方各民各民各方来的站在宝座和羔羊面前身穿白衣手拿众树枝大声喊着说愿救恩归给坐宝座的我们的神也归给羔羊
Revelation chapter 7 verse 9 through 10 After these things I looked and behold a great multitudewhich no one can number, of all nations, tribes, people, and tongue, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb.
你继续读下去的话14节说到这些人都是用羔羊的血把衣裳洗洁白了
And as you continue to read verse 14 tells us that all these have robes that were cleansed and washed by the blood of the Lamb
所以弟兄姊妹第二件衣服就是羔羊所赐的义袍
And this last garment or the second garment that we're talking about is a garment of righteousness that God has given us
让我们能够身穿白袍也好或是祭司华美的礼服也好让我们可以重新侍立在神的面前
whether it's in these robes of white or the robes of the high priest that we may be positioned before the presence of God
所以刚刚读的地上的事天上的事这个真的叫天壤之别而且应该超过天壤之别所能形容的
and what I just described to you what was happening on earth and what's happening in heaven they are literally differ between heaven and earth
弟兄姊妹不要想这只是将来要发生的事而已啊。
And brothers and sisters, please do not set your mind on thinking that this is something that's going to happen.
这是我们今天这些人既然从仇敌的手中被救出来的人。
But we who have been rescued out of the hand of our enemies.
他说我们可以终身坦然无惧的用圣洁公义来侍奉神。
That all the days of our life, that without fear and trembling, we can now come and serve the Lord our God, all the days of our life.
没有这个白袍，我们怎么有资格来侍奉神？怎么有资格站在这里唱诗？我怎么有资格站在这里讲道？
Without this white robe, what give us the right? What give us the position to come and stand before God, to come on the stage and sing, for me to even to preach?
我们怎么有资格祷告？怎么有资格来到施恩的宝座前？
What give us the position or the right toPray or to come before the throne of God.
第二件衣服太宝贵了，阿爸们。
Brothers, the second garment is so precious. Amen.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以传道书有一句话我们一直很喜欢，祷告会也引用了好几次了啊。
Ecclesiastes is a wonderful verse. We use it so many times.
第九章第八节，他说：“你的衣服要时常洁白，你的头上不可缺少膏油。”
Chapter 9 verse 8 says, "Let your garments always be white, and let your head lack no oil."
啊、希望这句话常常提醒我们
And brothers, I pray that this verse often reminds us
而且要注意圣经讲这些话都是有讲究的它有先后的顺序的
And there's an order as the scripture mentions what comes first, what comes second
衣裳要洁白头上才会有膏油
And only when your garment is white then the anointing will be upon your head
你污秽的衣服没有脱去没有换上基督给的义袍圣灵不会膏我们
When you have not replaced the garment of filth with the garment of righteousnessThe anointing will not be upon us.
我们希望读经有膏油，祷告有膏油，唱诗有膏油，聚会有膏油。弟兄姊妹，我们要先在主的面前常常披上基督所给我们的这件衣袍。
Brothers, when we desire the anointing of the Lord, when we read Scripture, when we come before the presence of God, when we worship, when we sing, we need to be reminded. We need to put on this garment of righteousness.
第三个讲到披戴基督。
Thirdly, we talk about putting on Christ.
这个不光讲到我们个人被洁净，个人跟神的关系被恢复。
Not only does it talk about our personal relationship being restored with the Lord.
讲到我们个人也好，教会也好，应该让人看见的，披在我们身上的是耶稣基督。
Not only us individually, but we as a church corporately, that when people see us, they see Christ.
好，这两节经文我们读过去就好了哈。哥罗西书三章九到十节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 through 10.
他说你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上的新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
Since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
所以不是去买一件衣服上面写的基督 就是披戴基督。
So putting on Christ is not to go buy a sweatshirt and that's got the words Christ and that you put on Christ.
而是我们不断的经历被他改变改变让我们像主。
But we experience this constant transformation, changing the work that He's doing in our lives, that we are made like Him.
以弗所书第四章二十二节到二十四节，要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的。就读到这。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 through 22 to 24 tells us exactly what that means, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you may put on the new man, which was created according to God.
最后加拉太书三章二十七节，他说你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
And Galatians chapter 3:27 tells us, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
所以这件衣服不光讲到我们被洁净的一个白袍，我们也真的就是披戴基督自己。
And again, this robe of white speaks of not only the righteousness of God, but we are putting on Christ Himself.
我们身上有太多太多铸造生命的痕迹。到今天都还在的。
We have so many of the traces of the old creation. They still are evident today.
所以圣灵光照了，我们就脱去，脱去，脱去。
But whenever the Holy Spirit shows us what those things are, then I'm going to take it off.
虽然不是每个人每天都洗澡，但是每天都会换衣服，对不对？
And perhaps not everybody here showers every day, but every single day we'll put on a fresh set of garments, correct?
当你每次脱衣服的时候，提醒自己，我们什么要脱掉，一起脱。
And so every time you take off those filthy garments, remind yourself, hey, there's something I got to take off.
前两天学到一个叫做螃蟹定律，你们有没有听过没有？它这个螃蟹定律是说，如果你只抓到一只螃蟹，它从篓子里面要爬出来，它可以爬得出来的，有时候。
I guess there's a law when it comes to fishing or catching crab. If in your trap, there's only one crab in it, the crab will always find a way out.
它可以逃得出来的。
He's able to escape.
但是如果你抓着两三只或是 一堆的螃蟹的话，有人想爬出来，其他人就把它拉下来。
But if the trap has more than one crab, there's two or three of them in that trap. Whenever one tries to get out, the other one will try to pull them in, back in.
你想自由，门都没有。
You want to escape? Forget it.
你想离开我们，没有的事。
You want to get away from us? Forget it.
所以我们今天在主的面前，这种旧造生命的本性，其实整个旧造都是这样子的自我。
The old creation, our very old nature, is very much like that. We're very self-centered.
所以圣灵光照我们就脱，圣灵光照就脱，我们生命就是这样改变过来的。
So when the Holy Spirit comes and says, this particular thing, I want you to take it off, then we take it off. That's how we are changed.
前一阵子看到我们在非洲的一个博训学员的见证，我里面蛮感动的哈。
And we had a student in the CTC training. The brother is in Africa, and his testimony moved me quite a bit.
一个姊妹哈，一个妈妈。
It was a sister.
她说她八岁的女儿有一天跟她讲，她说妈妈，我有一个心愿哈。她有一个 desire， 有一个 wish。
The daughter said to the mom, I have a desire, I have a wish, mom.
我希望我将来长大了也能够加入博训来学习。
When I'm grown up, I want to be a student in the CTC ministry.
她妈问她说为什么？
And the mom asked her daughter why.
她就觉得她妈妈上了博训，她妈妈在博训里面这个人不一样了哈。
And she says, mom, I find that once ever since you started, in this the curriculum, you're different, you changed.
弟兄姊妹，你不见得要加入博训才会改变，你只要更换鸡蛋，脱下旧人，穿上新人，我们都会吸引我们周围的人。
Brothers and sisters, joining CTC is not the criticality, but when we take off the old man and put on the new, then we will be changed.
所以希望弟兄姊妹这三件衣服哈。
Brothers and sisters, it is my desire, my heart, that concerning these three garments.
希望成为今年2021年结束的时候我们收到的最好的礼物。
And I pray that it's the best present you can receive at the end of 2021.
所有忧伤的灵、悲哀、愤怒、苦毒、嫉妒、纷争，所有这种消极负面的，让我们都让赞美的灵来取代。
All the spirit of heaviness, bitterness, division, schisms, we pray that all of these spirits would be replaced by Christ.
然后我们每一天借着更衣也提醒我们衣裳要洁白脱下污秽的衣服任何污秽被神光照脱掉它
And what a wonderful reminder that every day as we're changing out our garments we need to remind ourselves we need to take off that filthy garment
用羔羊的宝血把衣裳洗得洁白
That we know that the blood of Jesus has cleansed me and washed my robe white
然后头上也不缺少膏油
That upon my headthat it will lack no anointing,
然后披戴基督,
that we would put on Christ,
势立在神的面前,
that we are erected before God.
不仅荣耀神, 也能够让周围的人受到吸引, 愿意来信耶稣。
Not only do we glorify God, we draw everyone to come to the Lord God.
弟兄姊妹, 有什么想法或问题, 听完这个节目, 请发信息, 让我们有同在神的恩典中。You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.